Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shuman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, right at the top of the Amud, with Mishnah Dalad, the fourth Mishnah in the eighth Perek, Hamachlif Parah B'Chamor V'Yalda. This particular halacha seems to fit more into Bava Kama, and we dealt with similar issues in the middle of Bava Kama. It all has to do with commerce and what happens when there is a doubt as to who gains a particular side profit. So somebody swapped a cow for a donkey and the cow gave birth. Somebody sold his shifcha and then she gave birth. If each one has a claim, which for right now we'll read as a certain claim, that he is the beneficiary. The seller says that the birth happened before I sold, and the buyer says that it was after I bought. Yachloku. Then we split the benefit. Hayulo shnei avadim, echad gadol v'echad katan, v'chein shtei sadot, echad gadol v'echad katan. Somebody had two slaves. One was older, one was younger, or he had two fields, one was bigger, one was smaller. Halokeach omer gadol akachti, v'alomer eni yodea. So now we have the same four possibilities we dealt with in the previous two Mishnayot ago. If the buyer says, I bought the big slave, or I bought the big field, and the other one says, I don't know, then zacha gadol, then the buyer gets the bigger one. Hamocher omer katan v'charti v'alo omer eni yodea, ein lo ela katan. So if the seller says, I sold the smaller of the two, and the other says, I don't know, then he gets the smaller of the two. Ze omer gadol v'ze omer katan, if they both have certain claims, the buyer says, I bought the big one. The seller says, I sold the small one. Yishava mocher shekatan machar. The seller takes the oath that it was the smaller one, and that's how it plays out. Zelmer and Yodev, Zelmer and Yodev, both say, if each says, I do not know, then yachloku. Okay, the Gemara goes to the first case, which is the animal that gave birth, and each one claims that that it was in his domain that it gave birth. Amayach loku, v'lechze b'shut d'man kaima. Why don't we just see where the animal was standing when he gave birth? The other fellow would have to bring a raya that even though it was in the other fellow's property, he really had already owned it, or still owned it. So you could construct a case where the animal is standing in neutral territory, like down at the marsh. Shifchanami the kama seemed to the same thing. The shifcha could be not in either house, could be out somewhere in public. Alright, when she gave birth. Venukma cheska to marakama. So why don't we just say everything goes to marakama, everything goes stays with the original owner until the second owner can prove that he had possession. So the buyer in each case would have to be motzev chavarel. So the answer is hamani sumchus seid. The answer is you'd be right. Except this is following sumchus dam or momen omutu basofa kolkin below shvua. And this is sumchus that we saw at the beginning of the Masechet and we saw one daf ago. Remember that sumchus says that momen omutu basofa you split without a shvua. Now aim or dam or sumchus b'shema v'shema. Sumchus only said what he did when it was shema versus shema. Meaning when I don't know and you don't know. So therefore, we have to split. For instance, the case where a cow killed an ox, and the cow, when it was found, had a vlad next to it. So the question is the vlad now considered as part of the payment? Nobody knows, and therefore we say it's one quarter. The power has to pay half as a tam, and the vlad, one fourth of it is paid. But bari b'bari mi'amar, since when did Sumchus say bari b'bari, when I say I know that it's mine, you say you know it's yours? So Rav Huna in Amar Sumchus afilu bari b'bari. Rav Huna says, yeah, Sumchus' position is even bari b'bari, we split it without a shvua. Rav Amar li'olam kemar Sumchus shema v'shema. He says, no, it's the traditional position. Sumchus' statement is only v'shema v'shema. Of a bari b'bari, lo amar. He wouldn't extend it that far. Bari b'bari, you have to take a shvua, because somebody's lying. V'tani... Let's see. Zelmer Shema Ad Shlo Macharti, Zelmer Shema Mishila Kachti. So then Rava says you have to read in the Mishnah, not I know that it was when before I sold it, and you say you know that it was after you bought it, but rather I think it was, and I think it was. All right. Tnan. Zelmer Eini Yodeh V'Zelmer Eini Yodeh. At the end of our Mishnah, in the last case, in the last playout of the case with the two fields and the two slaves, we said if neither of them knows, Yachloku. And that follows Sumchus. Now, Bishlam ala Rava, Sefer Shem Hashem, Rosh Nami Shem Hashem. So Rava is consistent. Rava says the Mishnah will be consistent and will support him. Because since the end of the Mishnah is Shem Hashem, Eni Yodeh, Eni Yodeh, therefore the Achloku in the beginning of the Mishnah must be Eni Yodeh, Eni Yodeh. El Rama Rav Huna Damar In Amar Sumchus Afilo Bari Bari. But according to him, the Mishnah is strange. Because Sumchus says, in according to him in the Resha, that Bari Bari Amar Achloku, Shem Hashem Baya, why do you need at the end of the Mishnah to teach that in the case of Shem Hashem also Yachloku? That's obvious. So the answer is Imishum Halo Irya. That's not an argument. Why? Tana Seifa Lugli Resha. The Seifa of the Mishnah was taught in order to clarify what the case of the Resha is. Shalotama Resha Shem Hashem. Don't make the mistake of reading it like Rava does. That the Resha is Shem Hashem. Avo Bari Bari Lo. Bari Bari Yinin Deshvua. Tana Seifa Shem Hashem. Mechlad the Resha Bari Bari. The Seifa is Shem Hashem to teach you that the Resha is not like that. It's Bari Bari. Afilu Achi Achloku. And even so, they split without a Shvua. Okay? Tanan. Ze Omer Gadol Ze Omer Katan. Shavah Mocher Shkatan Machar. In the third case, the third circumstance of the second case, where there's two fields with two slaves, and in the third circumstance, both of them claim to know what's going on, we say that the mocher takes an oath that he sold the small one, and that's how it plays out. So, bishlam ala rava demarkim rasuch hashem hashema, bar yo bar lo amar, shumachi shava. We understand, according to Rava, why there's an oath here, because Sumchus only said that you split it when there's Bari Shema Shema, but here it's Bari Bari, therefore there's an oath. The Mocher takes the oath, and the smaller one is transferred. In the third case, in the third circumstance of the second half of the Mishnah, why does the Mocher take an oath? Why didn't you split it? Yachlokim Bayalei. The answer is Moda Sumchus Echadikashvua Dorait given in the Mem of Kama. A little editor's note. Sumchus agrees that when there is a Shvua Doraita, as we will see played out later on, then we cannot ignore the Shvua. So Sumchus would say, I agree with you that when the Moche, that this is according to Rav Huna, that even though normally Bari Bari you'd split without a Shvua, but here because there's a Shvua Doraita that has to be administered, I'll admit that that's takes precedence and there's a Shvua. Okay, now to the second half of the Mishnah. Hayu lo shnei avadim achad gadol v'achad katan, etc. Mai shava. So now, why in the third case do you have to take the Shvua? Now, it's clear that in the first case, where the lokeach says, I know I bought the big one, and the mocher says, I don't know, it's the big one. In the second circumstance, when the seller says, I know it was the small one, the lokeach says, I don't know, so it's a small one. But why, when they're both sure, is there an oath? The claimant is the respondent is not responding to the claim. The claim is, I sold you a small field, and you're claiming, no, I bought a big field, a different field. I'm not admitting to part of it. I'm admitting to something different. Besides which, we have a case of halach, because he is saying, here I'm offering you the part that I owe, that I claim that I admit. If you recall, at the very beginning of Masechet, we had a machloket, whether in the case of halach there's a shvuah. V'yod enish pan alavarim. Third of all, the case is about selling land and selling avadim, and in both cases there's no shvuah ever to be administered. So the first thing we're going to address is the last problem of enish pan alavarim. Marav betoano dami. Really what happens is he's saying you owe me money, and he's saying you owe me the money for the small field. I say, no, I owe the you owe me the money for the big field. I say, no, I owe the money for the small field. And therefore, the oath is not on a field or on avadim, but on money. And so that solves the last problem, but only the last problem. Shmuel amar betano ksut eved gadol, ksut eved katan. Umrei sadek dola, umrei sadek tana. Shmuel has a variation on Rav's answer, which is that the claim really is about the clothing of the eved. You're claiming that you're owed the larger garment, and really I only owe you the smaller garment. Well, that doesn't work because we have the same problem. Ksut mashtano lo hodal mashtano lo tano. Because you're claiming garment A and you're admitting to garment B. So there's no response. So the answer is, why is there a shvua? Katamar Papa b'di alfi. So our Papa says, talking about a case where there's one large garment. The question is, how much of it? So hachanami b'di alfi. All right. We'll see where our Papa originally said that in a minute. Now, Kasha the Rabbi Shai. Rabbi Shai was bothered by Shmuel's statement. Meaning, ksut, the Mishnah doesn't say ksut, doesn't say garment. Evid, it says an evid. And Rabbi Shai, he modifies. He says, Gosh Tano Eved Bichsuto Sadeb Omareha. He says, in other words, I bought an Eved with his garment on, or field with the bales in it. And so I can make you take a shvuah because of the garment or because of the bales, those are metaltalin, and that then drags in the evid of the karka. But we still have the other problem. It's the last problem of Einish Banalai Vadim, we solved. But we still have the second problem, which is the response, it's not a response to the claim. And plus we have the halach problem. So our Papa Bidi Alfi, again, we're talking about the garments, we're saying it's all one garment, we're saying just how much of it. So that's where our Papa originally said it. Okay, Kashal Rav Shesh. Rav Shesh was still bothered by it. It says, Zokin Atal Shmun, according to you, Rav Shaya, all the Mishnah's coming to teach is the Deen of Zokakin, which is that if you have Metaltalin and you take a Shvuah, you can then force that Shvuah, it's a Gilgal Shvuah, on Karka. Well, that's the point here, that if you have clothes that you're claiming, that you can then drag in the one who's wearing the clothes, who's an Eved, into the Shvuah. Tanina Zokin al Chazm Sheshna Chayed and Chazm Sheshna Chayed and Shavale, and that's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. We already have that. So Elam Rav Shesh says that's not the case. You know what the case is? Hamani Rav Meir he, the author of our Mishnah's Rav Meir, Damar Avda Kimetaltalin Dami, who says that Avadim are like Metaltalin, and therefore you take a Shvuah on them, which again only solves the last of the three problems. Vakati Mashtan al Hodalo, but the second problem, the first problem, which is that the response is not a response to the claim, Shalo Lo Hotanalo. So Savalakom Gamliel. The answer is that Rameir agrees with Rabbi Gamliel that Na'an Tanochitim Odavisorim. That's the famous Mishnah Shvuot. If I claim you owe me 100 bales of wheat, and you say I only owe you 50 bales of barley, patur, there's no Shvuot at Tekemod of Miktzad, because what you're responding to is not what I'm claiming at all. Not a part of it. Rabbi Gamliel Machay. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you're Achay, because I'm claiming you owe me $1,000, and you're saying no, I only owe you $50 or whatever it is. So you are responding in kind. Now, that solves problem one and problem three. Zakati Helachu, we solved the problem of Helach because the fellow is offering the part that he claims he owes. So Amarava Avda Dekata Liade V'Sadeh Shechafar Barot Shechim Marot. You know what happened? We're talking about a case where the fellow cut off the arm of the smaller Eved, or he destroyed, dug up and made trenches in the field that he doesn't want, so therefore there's no halacha, there's nothing he's returning. But this is all will work except for one big problem, that we know that Rav Meir, who Rav Shesh put up as being the author of the Mishnah, has the opposite position when it comes to Avadim, none. The Mishnah in Hagozel says, Gazel b'hem avizkina. Let's say you stole an animal and got old. Avadim vizkinu. Mishalim k'shasak zela. You have to pay as per their value when you stole them. Rav Meir omer avadim omer l'horish ha'chal afanecha. He says, no, with avadim you just say, take it. Because avadim, like karka, there's no kinyan on them in that way. It's an, because karkain and exelot, and the same thing with avadim, and therefore this Rameir would have the position that avadim are like karka, and that's why he says avadim harisha chalafanecha. So halokasha kedemachli for Rabba Bar Avuah v'tani, just like Rabba Bar Avuah switched the positions of Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda about the role of a socher, he also switched the position of Rameir and Chachamim in this Mishnah. He had Rameir remember shalom k'shasak zeilo, Chachamim remember avadim harisha chalafanecha. All right, so we do have a possibility. Rameir is of the opinion that Avadim really are like metaltalin. Amadis of Rameir makshin and karka le'eved. But why would Rameir say that karka is like an eved? And now what happens is Avadim are like metaltalin take a shvua, and our karka is like an eved. You also take a shvua because our Mishnah member has karka in it too. So ma eved nishbain of karka nishbain. Tell my eved who nishbain of a karka lo. Maybe a mayor would only say you take a shvuah on Eved, but not karka, which means still leaves our Mishnah high and dry. So lo sakatai tach tatanya. We have a brayta that actually points out that a mayor would say you take a shvuah on karka also. Machliv parav chamor v'yalda, just like our Mishnah. V'chena mocher shvuchato v'yalda. Zomer m'shuti v'zeh shall take. However, here, the guy says, I owned the shivcha when she gave birth, and the other fellow, doesn't matter who the other fellow is, doesn't say anything. Zachat. That's how it plays out. Zomer niyodev, zomer niyodev. But if neither knows, then Yachloku, they split. Zerma Bishudiv, Zerma Bishudiv, they both claim they do know that it was theirs. Yishavah Mochesh Bishuto Yalda, the owner of the the seller of the shifcha or of the para says, I swear that it happened in my domain, Rameir says, anytime you take a shvuah in the Torah, it's always to protect your assets, not to claim others. And therefore, he's protecting. He doesn't have to pay over this this baby. All right, so Rameir, you see, says that that with a shifcha, you do take a shvuah. What's Chacham's response? You don't take a shvuah on avonim or karkot. The implication is that Meir says, yes, you do, on karka also. Maybe Chacham were just responding and saying, you say you take a shvuah on avon, so you agree with us, you don't take a shvuah on karka, so admit that you also don't take a shvuah on avonim. Maybe that's what they were saying to him. And we'll prove it to you. The Teda, the Nan, Rameir, Omer, Yishrem, Shin, Kakarka, Man, Kakarka. There's some things that are like Karka, but they're not like Karka. And Chum, Modim, Lo. And Chum, don't agree. Ketzad, Esrik, Fanim, Tunot, Masarti, Lach. I gave you 10 vines that were laden. Valo, Omer, Enan, Ala, Chamesh. It's only 5. So it's Karka, so there should be no Shvua, but yet we're talking about the grapes, so there should be a Shvua. So Rameir clearly believes that you don't take a shvuah on karka. He's just saying this might be different than karka. But otherwise there's no reason to say it's different than karka if he holds you take a shvuah on karka. That the issue is if there's grapes that are already ripe, that's the machloka between them. Rameir says it's as if they're already cut, and therefore they're not karka, and therefore you take a shvuah. They're still on the vine, they're karka. But that means Rameir clearly believes that you don't take a shvuah on karka, which means the Rameir can't be the author of Mishnah. We're stuck. Ali Olam Krabi Yoshai. We have to go back to Rabbi Yoshai, who says that it's the Eved with the Ksut, it's the field with the bales. And the bales kick the shvuah in, and the garment kicks the Eved in to the shvuah. But what was Rav Sheshet's big challenge to Rav Shaya? What, the whole Mishnah is coming to teach the principle of Zokin? The answer is, you do need it. I would have reason to think that the garment on the slave is like the slave himself, and that the bales in the field are like the field themselves, and therefore they can't affect Zokin. Zokin would be where I have a bunch of sheep that you owe me, and in the meantime you also owe me some land. That's a separate thing. So Kamash Malan, that here also it Zokin works. All right, the end of the Mishnah was Zelmer Niyodeh, Zelmer Niyodeh, Yachloku, Hamani, Sumchusi, Damar Momen, Amut, Abosofik, Chokin. Good, so the last part of the Mishnah that says if about the big field and the small field, if neither one knows, then we split it. That follows Sumchus. Now, Eim, Asef, Zelmer, Mishuti, Zelmer, Mishuti, Sheva, Mocher, Sheva, Shuto, Yalda. In the Seifa of the first part of the Mishnah, where each one says, it happened in my property, in the third case, we say that if it happened in my property, each one makes that claim, then the mocher takes the oath. Ularaba, Barbara Avuna, de Amar In, Amar Sumchus Afilu Bar Yabari, but according to him who said that Sumchus would say, even in a case of Bar Yabari, you split without Shvua, Amai Shavah Mocher, why should he take an oath? You split without Shvua. Instead of the mocher keeping everything with an oath. So the answer is, like we saw before, here there's a case of shvuah d'oraita, because there's no halach, because, like Rava answered earlier, and this is what the editor note, like as we're going to say later, that there's a case where you cut off the hand of the Eved, the Eved's not worth anything, so therefore it's not a case of halach. And like Rava answered, and that's why here there's a shvua d'oraita. In such a case, Sumchus will admit that that's the route to go. Okay, we'll pause at this point. Pick it up at the end of Daf Kuf, Amud Bet, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.